What's going on, Pub Trivia Experience? Welcome back to the show. My name is Chris. I'm going to be your host today, and we have got a fun little show for you today. We are recording this on day like 4 or 5 of the coronavirus pandemic. We are all locked in our mother's basement still. We have not left. Mom has sent down milk and cookies. I am feeling pretty good, but I'm a little worried about all the weight I'm gaining because the milk is whole milk and the cookies are good old break and bakes that we got from Publix before everything went to shit and everything shut down. With that being said, I am joined via Skype because our internet still works by Alabama's own Mr. Mike Mott.
Hey, everybody.
And Mike, are you in your mom's basement too?
Oh, of course. I mean, I don't know where else I would be.
That's true. Yeah. One of these days we'll get girlfriends.
Yeah. That would probably be a step in the right direction.
It would. And speaking of not having a girlfriend, we're going to go to Dallas. We got Mr. Steven.
I have already done more to secure my future than any of the characters in A Quiet Place.
You're not running a necessarily big farm?
I'm not running a necessarily big farm. I don't have mysterious power coming from nowhere. I'm not, you know, aware of a region where the monsters can't hear me, which I refuse to live.
If you have not listened to our Quiet Place trivia episode of the Pub Trivia Experience, go find it because it's literally this for like an hour and a half.
How is the world's quietest baby now, Chris? Why don't you tell people how quiet a newborn is?
Oh, they're not quiet at all. Last episode, she screamed halfway through it. I was like, what the hell's going on back there? She was getting changed. Who screams while getting changed? Although if my butt was being... If my butt was being wiped against my wood, yeah.
Wait, what was that about your wife against your wood? What?
Said if my butt was getting wiped against my will, I'd probably be screaming too.
Oh, you know.
Trying to envision a situation in which my butt was being wiped against my will.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Although there, well, never mind. I'm not even going to go there.
The witty banter, that's where people come back.
Oh, yeah. Is it, though?
I have no idea, but they keep coming back. You guys are amazing.
Yeah, hey, God bless them.
So it's still our job to download this like 100 times each every week.
That's why you have 13 different cell phone lines, Steven. You have 13 different lines. You have 4 apps per phone. That's how we get our downloads.
Checks out. Yeah, I did the math. Yep. It works.
Yep.
Math. I mathed you. All right, Mike, what are you drinking tonight?
Tonight, out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the Black Warrior Brewing Company, I have their Lock 17 IPA, which, according to the label, takes its name from the last of the original locks on the Black Warrior River. So, there you go. There's a river called the Black Warrior River.
Hmm.
And it has locks on it, and there are 17 of them. And they brewed a beer based on that, and quite frankly, pretty damn good.
I'm not an IPA guy, but you are, so you do you.
Well, it's warm. It's warm now. You know, it's starting to warm up. So, my glorious winter of drinking stouts and porters, which are my favorite style of beers.
Well, your glorious winter is gone. I live in Florida, so it is a glorious winter 12 months a year.
Ha!
And this beer, I've never heard of this brewing company before. It is called Stone Brewing. You can visit them at stonebrewing.com. They are based out of Escondido, California and Richmond, Virginia somehow. This is a stone stout beer. It is a stout brewed with pecans, wheat, and rye, and then 1/4 aged in bourbon barrels. This, if there was ever a beer that sounds like it's right up my alley, this is it.
Yep.
Let's see. But seriously, is there a better sound than that in the world? I'll wait. Smells good. Oh, wow. Oh, you get the bourbon barrel right up front. Oh, that's good. Holy crap. I don't taste any pecan in it, but it's good. Pecan? Is it pecan or pecan? I don't even know.
I say pecan, but to each their own.
I feel like it's a pecan, unless it's in a pie, then it becomes a pecan.
Yeah, it's a pecan pie for sure.
Absolutely, it's a pecan pie, but all the other times it's pecan.
Oh, my Lord. Well, we flipped coins before the game, so I'll tell you this game, Steven is going to go first, and we are back to Mr. Lister's Shootout. This is a complete the list style game, and the way our game works here at the Pub Trivia Experience is this. We don't play by the rules. We make our own.
Yeah.
So the contestants are going to be given their choices between two different lists. They will have to work to come to a consensus on which list they want to go with. They will then take turns going one by one, working to complete the list. They will get 1 point for each correct answer they give. Once they give an incorrect answer, they are eliminated, and the other contestant then can run up the score. Mike, Steven, you're our contestants. Are you ready to begin?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go.
Before we begin, Steven, I know you don't drink, but I forgot to ask you, what are you drinking tonight?
Well, in these emergency times, I decided to go with the purest, most essential beverage you can find, which, of course, is a Diet Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi, okay. Well, it's readily available at all supermarkets because they're all sold out of Diet Coke. I'm a Coke family man, sir. So, Steven and Mike, you tell me which one of these lists you want to complete. You can either give me the 7 countries that make up Central America or the 9 best-selling laundry detergents in the U.S.
I'm in for the countries.
Yeah, I'm in for the countries. That's fine.
All right.
I'm going to miss one that's going to be obvious and then, you know, but that's fine.
I know you love geography. So.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'm surprised Mike chose this. He's a big geography head. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And as you'll find out in this week's episode when you listen to it, geography is literally just bodies of water. I'm not sure if you guys knew that. All right. By random draw, we figure out that Steven is going first. Steven, give me the first of the 7 countries that make up Central America.
I'm going to go with Guatemala.
Guatemala is on the list. Mike?
Nicaragua?
Nicaragua is on the list. Steven?
Honduras.
Honduras is on the list. Mike?
Belize?
Belize is on the list. Steven?
Panama.
Panama is on the list. Mike?
Costa Rica?
Costa Rica is on the list. Steven, there is one left. Can you get it?
I believe it's El Salvador.
And Steven's got a 4-3 lead as we head into card number 2.
Nicely. Hey, we cleared out the list. That was pretty good.
Wow. That was a very good job.
I would have gotten all these. I'm glad you did that.
That's okay. I honestly I couldn't get to El Salvador, so that was well done.
Nicely done, nicely done. Here are your card options. You can either give me the 9 best-selling laundry detergents in the U.S. or the 10 best-selling brands of jeans in the world.
I'll be honest, I'm fine with just throwing both of these out if that's cool with you, Steven.
Yeah, I'm not super into either one. We can wash this set.
All right, we're going to wash this set. Let's go with the next set. Your next two options, gentlemen. The 10 leading regular ground coffee brands in the U.S. or in The Force Awakens, the 10 main new characters who make an appearance.
Oof. Ah. Oh, we got to do Force Awakens, right?
We got to do Force Awakens, but I have this distinct feeling that I'm totally going to fuck this up.
I'm going to go out there and say this right now. There's a couple people on here I'm not familiar with, so.
Right. I think like the first probably 5 are easy, and then it's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, it's Mike's turn to get us started. So, Mike, take us away.
Well, I'm going to start easy and say Rey.
Mike's on the board with Rey.
Finn.
Steven has Finn. Mike?
Poe Dameron?
Poe Dameron. All right. Steven?
BB-8.
BB-8. Mike?
Not going to lie, I think I might have actually forgotten about BB-8, which really makes me feel bad. Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren is on the list. Steven, you're up.
Captain Phasma.
Captain Phasma makes it even 3-3. Mike?
General Hux?
General Hux. Steven, you're up.
Maz Kanata.
One of the most underutilized characters in the new trilogy. I don't care. The most underutilized character in the new trilogy is Maz Kanata. Mike, you've got, it looks like...
There's 2 more, I think.
2 left.
Damn. I'd forgotten about Maz Kanata. That was a good pull. Brought largely because she was completely underutilized through the new trilogy. Shit. Oh, man. I'll just say the Wrath-Tars, because I can't come up with anything else.
The Wrath-Tars are not a main character. Mike has been eliminated. Steven, there are two left on the list. Can you name them?
Well, I know one of them's going to be Supreme Leader Snoke.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Yeah.
That is on the list. What is the other one?
Now, who's the 10th one? The guy that only offers her one quarter portion. I don't know his name. That's the only other character I can think of.
All right, I believe his name. I believe this is the same guy. It's Lor San Tekka.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Actually, I think that's Max von Sydow's character that gives him the thing at the very beginning.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If I had said Max von Sydow's character who gives him the thing at the very beginning, would he have given it to me?
No, because I obviously didn't know who that was.
I don't even know if that's correct, but...
Didn't he just pass away, too?
He did, just a couple days ago.
Oh.
Several people tweeted, posted on Facebook, whatever. Death finally won that particular chess match.
Aw.
Well done.
Well done, sir. All right. Steven got 5 that round. Mike got 4. Mike is now trailing by 2. It is 9-7.
Fucking Snoke. I cannot believe that. Oh, God, that's terrible.
So is it fair to say that you would like me to get rid of the top 10 leading regular ground coffee brands in the U.S.? Or should
well,
I
what
keep
do you,
that
what,
in?
What's it up against?
It would be up against the 6 largest self-identified ethnic groups in the U.S.
I mean, I would do that one, but I would do either.
I would do either, honestly. So.
Need you to come to a consensus.
Start with the ethnic groups?
Yeah, I agreed.
Okay. Now keep in mind, this is using self-identified data. And this is round number 3, so this goes back to Mr. Mike Mott to get us started. Mike, name one of the 6 largest self-identified ethnic groups in the U.S.
Steven started the first round. Are you sure it's not his first?
You're right. Steven, get us started.
Caucasian?
Caucasian is not one of the ethnic groups listed.
Damn.
And that is a really eerie silence.
That's surprising that people aren't identifying that. Maybe they use a different word to identify.
I think that self-identified thing.
Yeah.
Mike, take a guess.
White?
No! Okay.
I feel like you guessed the same thing.
Well, I did too, but I was like, most white people don't call themselves Caucasian.
So your list here, just so
I guess,
you guys
I
are
guess
aware.
The issue is white is not an ethnicity. Neither is really, I guess. Is that the issue? We're talking minority ethnicities only?
That might be it.
Yes. So the list consisted of over 19 million identified themselves as American, 26 million identified themselves as English, 31 million as Mexican, 35 million as Irish, 41 million as African-American, and 49 million as German. So they were looking for the actual breakdown of the ethnicity, not the color of the skin.
I see.
That's not how the census works.
Yeah, I literally just took the census, and yeah.
No, we just got ours in the mail. I need to fill that out still.
Yeah. Well, getting ours in the mail consisted of go to this website.
Oh, no, we're old.
Yeah.
All right. So you've got the 10 leading regular ground coffee brands in the U.S. or the 10 longest running soap operas in U.S. TV history as of 2015.
I'll do the coffees, I guess.
Yeah, coffee's fine.
All right. And round 3 was a wash.
God, that was
terrible. Round 4. Here we go. And this one's going to start off with Mr. Mike Mott. The 10 leading regular ground coffee brands in the U.S. Mike, go ahead and get us started.
Folgers?
Folgers is on the list. Steven?
Maxwell.
Maxwell House is on the list. Mike?
Starbucks?
Starbucks is on the list. Steven?
Starbucks. Nescafe.
Nescafe is not on the list.
Ah.
All right, Mike, it's up to you.
The next one I thought of was Seattle's Best.
And Seattle's Best is not on the list.
Okay, yeah.
Phew.
All right, your list to complete this is going to be Folgers, Maxwell House, followed by Private Label, Dunkin' Donuts, Gevalia, which is G-E-V-A-L-I-A, then there's Pete's Coffee, Community Coffee, 8 O'Clock Coffee, and Chock Full of Nuts.
Ah.
All right. You have got the 10 longest running running soaps in U.S. TV history. Or according to fearof.net, there are 14 particularly common phobias. List them.
Oof, God.
Or we can wash and get two new cards.
Like, with the phobias card, do you need to, like, name the specific phobia?
No, you just tell me what they're actually afraid of.
Okay. Okay. So, like,
then let's that was that gonna one.
God awful. Yeah. Okay. I'm cool with that.
We go with phobias?
Yep.
All right, Steven, you're up.
Arachnophobia.
Fear of spiders is on the list. Mike.
Fear of heights?
Fear of heights is on the list. Steven.
Claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia or closed spaces is on the list. Mike.
Fear of the dark?
Fear of the dark is not on the list.
Really?
Damn. Yes.
Ooh.
All right, Steven, you can run the table here a little bit. Go ahead and make a guess.
Fear of germs?
Fear of germs is on the list.
Fear of flying.
Fear of flying is not on the list.
Oh.
To finish this off, there is a fear of snakes. We had a fear of closed spaces. Did you know there's also a fear of open spaces?
Yes, it's called agoraphobia, and I almost guessed it, but I didn't think it would crack the top 14, unlike the fear of the dark.
Oh, man. Imagine if you were claustrophobic and agoraphobic at the same time.
Yeah.
That'd be miserable.
Nothing but medium spaces.
Yeah, you can't take those people anywhere.
Oh, God. Kind of like you. All right. Yeah. The other ones on the list will be dogs.
What?
Thunderstorms.
Yeah, a lot of people are afraid of dogs. Afraid of dogs. Afraid of dogs.
Holes.
They're afeared.
Feared of dogs.
I.
You have holes, public speaking, cancer, being alone, and dying.
Uh-huh. So no coulrophobia, huh?
I do not know what that is.
I looked it up. That's the fear of clowns.
Really?
It is, yep. I might be mispronouncing it, but it's C-O-U-L-R-O-phobia.
Now, after five rounds, Steven has a 13-10 advantage, and we are on to the next group. Are we going to go ahead and go with the longest-running soaps in TV history or the eight largest supermarket chains?
Oof, God.
Tell us how you really feel, Mike.
I guess we're doing the soaps.
I think we're doing the soaps. Yeah.
Or I can wash the cards and get new ones.
Yeah, we already did that once. It's kind of like, look, we're clearly not soap opera fans, so let's just
let's do it.
Okay. You know, whatever.
We're going with the soap operas. To be clear, this is the 10 longest running soap operas in U.S. TV history as of 2015, and it's an even one. So we're going to go ahead and start with Mr. Mike.
Oh, God. General Hospital?
General Hospital's on the list. Steven?
Days of Our Lives.
These are the Days of Our Lives. It's on the list. Mike?
As the World Turns, I think, is one.
As the World Turns is on the list. Don't act like you don't watch it every week. Actually, I think it's been canceled. But Steven, you're up.
Guiding Light.
Guiding Light is definitely on the list. Mike?
Oh, man. I'm really not good at soap operas.
Not the worst thing to be bad at. Just going to say it.
That's fair. I'm just drawing a blank. I'm gonna bow out. I don't know. I don't have anything.
All right, Mike's tapped out after two. Steven, you can run the table if you like. Go ahead.
The Young. Yeah.
Ah!
The Young. And the Restless.
The Young and the Restless is on the list.
I knew there was at least one obvious one I was forgetting.
Let's see, what else? All My Children? I know that was a soap opera.
All My Children is on the list.
Yep, that's a good one, too.
Let's see.
This is when staying sober helps you out.
As the World Turns?
Azeroth Turn's already been listed.
Oh. Had it? Okay.
Yeah, that was one of mine.
I don't know. Dynasty?
Dynasty is not on the list.
Ow.
So Steven taps out with 4. Mike has 2. The ones that you're missing, Search for Tomorrow, Another World, Love of Life, and One Life to Live.
I've actually heard of one of them.
One Life to Live, I've heard of. Yeah,
yep, me too. That's the only one I've heard of, One Life to Live. Ah, Young and the Restless. That one was right there. I just, you know, I'm old and restful, I guess.
Okay, your next questions are going to be either the top 8 largest supermarket chains or the 9 gases found in the air, water vapor not included.
Up to you, Steven. I can go either one.
I want to do the 9 gases.
Alrighty.
We're going to go the top 9 gases found in the air, not including water vapor. And Steven, you're going to get us started here.
Nitrogen.
Nitrogen is on the list.
Oxygen.
Oxygen is on the list.
Carbon dioxide?
Carbon dioxide is on the list.
I assume maybe there's some hydrogen?
Hydrogen is on the list.
Methane.
Methane is on the list.
Nicely done. Nicely done. See, Steven's thinking of, like, compounds and shit. Like, I'm just, like, I'm sitting here going through the periodic table.
Actually, I'm trying to remember what's listed as a Class M planet in Star Trek.
Oh, man. I don't know what the top 9 gases. I don't know. Is helium in there?
Helium is on the list.
Okay.
There are 3 left, Steven. It's up to you.
I know. I want to say neon.
Neon is on the list.
Nice.
Mike, 2 left. He's got to give me 1.
While we're going on the noble gases, I guess I could think of... I'm debating continue going down that road or to try something else. I'm going to say ozone.
Ozone is not on the list. Steven, there are 2 left. You want to take a guess?
Argon?
Argon is on the list.
Damn it, I almost said that, too. Nice.
There's 1 left.
I want to get there and talk to the guesses. 1 left. Jeez. Sulfur?
Sulfur is not on the list.
Chris, is xenon on the list?
Xenon is not on the list.
That was the other one I was going to go for. I was debating between argon, xenon, or getting away from noble gases.
So, Steven, if I had told you that you should have gone away from Star Trek and more towards DC Comics, would that have helped?
Fuck it, Krypton.
Oh, wasn't. Krypton.
It's Krypton.
I actually thought of that, too. Basically, the noble gases. Okay, cool.
This reminds me of A Quiet Place, you know, the part where nothing happened for a long time.
Just you and The Quiet Place, man. My God. Are you going to see the sequel?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. Because everyone knows I hate it, so I'm going to get dragged to it.
Your girlfriend knows that you hate that movie?
He's aware.
And she's going to make you go, isn't she?
Absolutely.
The only episode of this podcast that I've never listened to is the Quiet Place episode, because I still haven't seen the movie.
Oh, man. It's one of my favorite episodes. I love it. Steven does not like A Quiet Place.
Yeah, I gathered that.
And it's great, great, great.
No, you always want to get somebody who hates the movie when you do those kind of things.
All right. Round number 8 is going to be either the 11 ingredients in Kraft's Bullseye barbecue sauce. No. I picked up the second card. I didn't need to. All right, you have 3 options now.
Woohoo.
The 11 ingredients in Kraft's Bullseye barbecue sauce, the U.S.'s 8 largest supermarket chains, or the 10 biggest newspapers in the U.S. based on circulation.
I guess I'm newspapers. Sounds good to me.
Fine with me.
And we are going to the papers. And this is an even number round, so Mr. Mike, you get to get us started here.
USA Today?
USA Today is on the list. Steven?
New York Times.
The New York Times is, of course, on there. Mike?
Wall Street Journal?
Number one with the bullets, the Wall Street Journal. Steven?
New York Post.
New York Post is on the list. Mike?
Washington Post?
The Jeff Bezos-owned Washington Post is on the list. Mike, Steven?
Los Angeles Times.
The LA Times is on the list. Mike?
Yeah, that was going to be my next one, too. Trying to get away. I feel like city papers, even though we had a couple, but I feel like there might be a lost cause. But I keep coming back to it. I'll say it. The Houston Chronicle.
Houston Chronicle is not on the list.
Oh, shit. I went to the fourth largest city and I skipped the city.
All right, Steven, there are four left. How many of them can you get?
Well, the Chicago Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
The Chicago Tribune is on the list.
Yep.
Let's see. You went to Houston. We've done L.A. We've done two New Yorks. We've done Chicago. What about, no, I don't want to. What about Newsday?
Newsday is not on the list.
Chris, is the Chicago Sun-Times also on the list?
The Chicago Sun-Times is on the list, along with the Denver Post and the Daily News.
I'm genuinely surprised the Denver Post has a bigger distribution than not only the Houston Chronicle, but even like the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And Denver's not a huge city. I mean, it's a big city, but it's not as big as those.
No, it's not.
Actually, it makes sense because there's no other major cities in the area, so it can become a large
thing. Good. That's a good point. Yep.
So this is all off of everydayhealth.com is the site they're using to justify their information.
Well, no, I mean the list makes sense. It's just I wouldn't have gotten Denver Post for sure.
That was a good question. Good job, guys. You guys got more than I would have. Nicely done.
I like that one. That one was a good one. I have that Houston bias because I lived there for a couple of years.
Yeah. All right. We've got the eight largest supermarket chains, the 11 ingredients in Kraft's Bullseye barbecue sauce, or according to the Globe Theater in London, there are 10 tragedy plays written by Shakespeare. Name them.
Oh, man.
Or wash and get new cards.
I don't know, Steven. I mean, I feel like
I'd be willing to try the Shakespeare.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too. Your reticence is surprising to me. I thought you'd jump all over that one.
Well, I wanted to give you a chance.
I appreciate that.
But if you're super against it, we can wash it.
No. I mean, it's, you know, we both are probably not that far away from our complete works of Shakespeare, so.
So I'm going to wash the other two cards. They've been around for a while, and we have not been chosen. So we will get two new cards to start this next round. But round nine, according to the Globe Theater in London, there are 10 tragedy plays written by Shakespeare. List them. And this is Stephen's turn. Get us started.
Hamlet.
Hamlet is definitely on the list. Mike.
Macbeth.
Macbeth is on the list. Steven.
King Lear.
King Lear is on the list. Mike.
Othello.
Othello is on the list.
Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar is on the list. Mike.
Thanks, Steven. I would have forgotten that one. Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet's on the list. Steven.
Anthony and Cleopatra. Or to be more correct, Antony.
Antony and Cleopatra's on the list.
Titus Andronicus?
Titus Andronicus is on the list. There are two left. Steven, you're up.
Coriolanus.
Coriolanus is on the list. Mike, one left. Ooh. To tie Steven. Can you get it?
Oh. That's a history. Oh, I think there's one called like Troilus and Cressida. I don't know if that's not on the list. Yeah, there's one I'm missing.
Steven, do you know which one he's missing?
Well, I would have guessed Troilus. If it's not that one, is it like Timon of Athens or something like that.
That is on the list, Steven.
Oh, did you hear me go, no, that's a history?
No, I didn't hear you go, no, that's a history.
I literally was going through in my head, and I came to that one, and I said, no, I think that's a history.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was literally the one I was thinking of when I said that. Nicely done.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get two new cards here. You can either give me the 10 most common animals, not including humans, that have been shot into space, or the first 7 cash amounts that a contestant could reach on the original series of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, we got to go shot in space, right?
I didn't even know there were 10 other animal species that have been shot into space. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. I pretty much have no chance of catching up anyway, so that's good.
All right. And Mike, you get to get us started. The 10 most common animals, not including humans, that have been shot into space.
Dogs.
Dogs is on the list. Steven.
Monkeys.
Monkeys is on the list. Mike.
Okay.
Those were the two easy ones.
Exactly. I'm like, so there's apparently 8 more. Who knew?
And I will say this information is sourced from NASA.gov.
Yeah. And I live in Rocket City, USA. Like, this is shameful on so many levels. Probably rats.
Rats or rodents is on the list. Steven. Okay.
What else will we shoot up into space? Because obviously we're taking, like, the rats to do experiments on them. What else do we do experiments on? No, that's true. I have no clue. Cats?
Cats is on the list. Yeah. Mike.
Ooh!
I was thinking if they shot dogs, they probably shot cats.
Yeah.
Up into space. Ah. Well, we got rodents, which covers a wide variety. Because I was like, okay, rats, mice, blah, blah. I really did not know they'd shot this many different animals into space.
I will tell you that doesn't say anything on here about this only being in the U.S. There may be other space programs involved.
No, that absolutely. Absolutely. That is a fair point. That doesn't really help.
No, not at all.
He's talking about the Australian space program. Guess koala bear.
Might be the dingo got shot into space.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God, that's terrible.
Well, I'm sorry. Did an Australian suddenly take over for Mike?
Well, I was like, the Indians have a space program, so I'm pretty sure it's not cow.
They have a great space program, actually.
No, exactly, but I'm still pretty sure it's not cow. Damn. For some reason, I'm just going to guess spider. I don't know.
A spider is on the list.
I don't know why the hell that news is in my head, but okay.
Steven, you're up.
Rabbit?
Rabbit is not on the list.
That's a legit guess, though.
Oh, it's a good guess.
Yeah, but not good enough.
Mike, you can make up some ground here.
Yeah, I could, but I'm not gonna. Damn. I'm so friggin' amazed that spider was on the list. I'm gonna say horse for some reason.
I feel like that would be taking up too much room.
This isn't the friggin' Ark.
Well, maybe they just wanted a little extra horsepower.
I hope they fire you from your job for that joke.
Yeah.
Be fair, the first man to ride a horse across the moon would be pretty cool.
We kind of saw that in Rise of Skywalker, right?
I kind of blocked most of that film out, though. Hard to say.
Now let's go ahead and wrap this up, gentlemen. The other animals on the list are...
So horse was a no, then?
Yes! A horse was a hell no, okay? Not even close. The other animals on your list are going to include nematodes and worms. Amphibians.
Oh, nematodes, of course.
Chimpanzees.
Oh, shit.
Fish. And water bears.
Oh, tardigrades. That makes sense. They can live in space.
I forgot about those things, yeah.
All right. Well, we got through 10 different cards there, guys. Nicely done, nicely done. Before we go ahead and sign off, let's take a one shot here real quick. The 7 cash amounts. Actually, before we do that, let's get your final scores. Your final scores here tonight. We have got Mr. Mike Mott finishing out of 10 cards with an astonishing 25 points. Steven with the commanding lead finishing with 34.
Woohoo!
And usually to the victor go the spoils, but I want to see what we can do here. What are the first 7 cash amounts a contestant can win based on the original game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? We'll start with Mr. Mike.
100.
And Steven, you're up next.
1,000.
Mike?
200.
Yep. Steven?
500?
Yep. Mike?
300.
Yep. Steven?
2,000.
Yep. Mike?
4,000.
All right. You guys completed that list quick. Damn.
I knew it. I just figured, I watched, one of my roommates in college loved Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, so I watched that a lot.
How did you do on the Jeopardy quiz, by the way?
Maybe 40 out of 50, but they actually announced a thing where you can take it again, and not the same quiz, obviously, but there's another quiz you can take at any time, and if you do a better score, it'll replace your other score, so I gotta schedule that at some point.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I was like, 40 was probably my high end out of 50, so I didn't feel super, both times I got called in for an interview, I felt pretty good. The first time I got called in for an interview, I was like, I owned that thing. Second time, I was like, I think I did pretty good. This time, I'm like, I don't know. I felt pretty good about most of the questions, but there were definitely some that I was just, throw me nuts that I didn't know.
I have never once walked out of an interview thinking I own that thing. That must be nice.
Honestly, that was probably the only one. And that includes professional interviews. So,
for those of you that were planning on attending a trivia con out in Las Vegas, unfortunately, that event has been canceled.
Oh, I had a feeling, but I'm sorry to hear that.
Wait, yeah. Why?
But they were going to have Jeopardy tryouts right then and there. We hope to actually go next year. I think it'd be a lot of fun to head out there for that. We'll see if we can make that happen. But, you know, for the folks over at Brainwave Trivia, we had them on a show. That episode will be out actually tomorrow. I'll be publishing it. But there are good folks over there at Brainwave Trivia. They were going to be hosting a live show out there, and they were really looking forward to going out to TriviaCon. I would have loved to go. This is the second trivia convention I will not go to this year because we could not make Geek Bowl because of the baby either. So hopefully next year we can make up some loose ground there and go to some of these. But for those of you that do get to attend or did get to attend at least Geek Bowl, I'm kind of curious to know what you all thought of it. So go ahead and shoot us an email, pubtriviaexperience@gmail.com, or tag us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Twitter's at pubtriviapod. Instagram and Facebook, you can find us at pubtriviaexperience. But let us know. I'm really curious. I've heard some great things from some other podcasts. They loved going out there this year. They heard Chicago was a blast, and it was before this whole outbreak thing happened. But hopefully next year we can make our way out there for the Pub Trivia Experience. Though I have been Chris.
I'm Mike.
I'm Steven.
Everyone, be safe out there. Have a great week. Bye, everyone.
Wash your hands.
Wash your damn hands.
And never forget the true tragedy of this event, the cancellation of the XFL season.